Marissa, I know last year was so exciting for you and you came back this year and you want to put your best foot forward when you're defending, and you've taken that big first step and made it to the match play after a crazy day and crazy conditions. Got to be a good feeling.
It's really nice. I can finally breathe now. The wind was just, it was crazy today. I knew it, you know, we showed up here at the golf course and it was just blowing like crazy. And so I knew the scores were going to be higher, but I felt pretty confident in my ability. Granted, you know, the start wasn't super great, so it was a little bit stressful to try to get myself back into like a rhythm of just trying to focus on shot by shot. But yeah, no, I'm very happy with making the cut, obviously, after today, and ready to, you know, make more putts and hit it a little closer tomorrow, and hopefully no more wind.
Well, what did you have to tell yourself after the first hole? Hey, there's 17 more to go, and there's birdies to be had out here. There's going to be a tailwind on some holes.
Yeah, Ryan helped me a lot. You know, it was just kind of one of those holes where I let it get away from me a little bit, and I just had to try to make the best score I could. And then, you know, Ryan said, okay, you start now. Like, and so that helped. I wasn't really too stressed about it just because it was the first hole. Unfortunately, it was an unfortunate start, but thankfully I got it together a little bit. And so that was nice at least.
15, your tee shot looks really good, and then somehow you end up in a bunker looking down on the water, but an incredible up and down that obviously now is paying big dividends.
Yeah, that was huge for sure. I was kind of in a weird lie, so I was a little frustrated because I don't usually mind, you know, short bunker shots. I feel like I can spin it well. So I was just hoping, you know, I was like, okay, just try to get it close. And thankfully it caught a little bit of the rough, and so I ended up a little closer than, you know, a 30-foot putt. And then made it. And so that was really big momentum for sure. I felt really good about that. And the back nine in general just felt a lot better, and was just trying to stay in it hole by hole and made some more clutch putts, which was good.
What do you do to prepare now? So hopefully you're still here on Saturday morning.
Definitely get the driver figured out a little bit. I'm sure the wind made it look a little bit worse than what it was. I think a lot of people can say that, but just make sure, you know, the technique is all down. Make sure everything's tightened up a little bit. Make sure I'm hitting my line. So I'll just do a little bit of that stuff before I leave today, and then, you know, on to tomorrow. And it's a different game tomorrow, so I'm really excited about it.
I know that putt didn't look overly hard from the side of the green on 18, but how much was the wind just blowing? I mean, it looked like you had to look at it and you were trying to get the wind to slow down a little bit, and, you know, it was only maybe 4 feet or so.
Yeah, it was tough. I noticed it in my group. I mean, we were all backing off of putts especially. People think that the hardest part about wind is, you know, hitting the shots. Yes, that's super hard, but putting it honestly in the wind is one of the hardest things, I think, because, you know, you're trying to stand over this putt and you're in the wind's blowing you over and everything. So there was a fair share of times where, you know, myself and the people in my group had to step off. And so, you know what's going to happen. It's pretty common in the wind and everything. So you can't, you know, think, oh, what are they thinking about me stepping off all this time, because everyone's doing it. So I just try to remind myself of that too.
Well, Marissa, congratulations and welcome back to the match play.
Thank you so much.